2026 is already 2 weeks old, and I thought, to kick off the Sport is Life podcast for the year, what is the best thing I can pass on? And I thought, well, let's get you a plan in place for 2026 to make it the best year you've had. And I'll also tell you how I can help you. So get your pen ready, get your writing pad, your journal, whatever it is, because I'm actually going to give you some tasks to do in the session today, in the episode even, and I'm going to tell you how you can get even more detail from me later in the podcast.
I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body.
Like you'll see in my backstory, I had no plan for most of my life, probably till late 30s. Just drifting, doing as well as I could, but didn't really know what I was heading towards. I had a vague idea, wanted things to be better, married, kids, all of those sorts of things. They all happened, and then I was looking for answers. Now, obviously, the smack in the face was my dad passing away. That's 21 years ago now. But it was also something that I've seen people face again and again in that 40 to 50 sort of mark. Like, is this all that there is to life? And one of the real key things that changed for me was having a plan, actually having some goals, having some written goals, having some structure. And one of the most important parts for that was having things in a structure that is going to work for me. Now, for the way I'm wired, my identity, I thrive in structure. So when other people provided me structure in a workplace, I killed it. But when I was left to my own devices, sometimes I'd get a bit lost. And that's true now too. I spend a lot of time creating structure for myself daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. And more recently, my wife and I have been doing our planning for not just for the business, but for our personal lives, as we do every year, as we have every year for the last 14. It's crazy to think that we just let sort of life drift along. So my challenge to you today is to get things written down, to have a structure, to create a structure. And I'm every year, probably for the last maybe 7-8 years, for my clients and anyone else who wants to join us, I've done a planning session where we've actually created some structure for the year ahead. And I didn't run one at the end of the year this year. Had some personal stuff going on with both our parents and a few other different things. So it wasn't a massive priority compared to other stuff that I had going on. But I also was thinking that maybe it was something better done in January. Well, the theory for me was always, well, you want to hit the ground running, which is true. Like, today was my first day back of proper work. I've been doing bits and pieces here and there, but my first full day. And I had a structure, and it was a more productive first day back than I would usually have. Usually I've got nothing planned and I kind of fumble my way through and don't really get a great deal done. But today I had structure and it was a productive day, and I'm heading in the right direction and set up some key meetings, some new podcast guests, and got some more big names, which I'm looking forward to sharing with you guys. And just been thinking about, well, what else do I need for my plan? And then, of course, the inevitable thought is that, what am I going to be doing for my podcast to start the year? And I thought, well, the best place to start for you guys for the new year, apart from the week in review, which some of you may have already been listening to the last few weeks, is to actually set up some planning. So if it's something you'd be interested in, let me know, because I will run something in the next few weeks. And if you reach out to me, and whether it's on my email address, which is in the show notes, or on my socials, or message me, all my details on the website as well, which you can find in the show notes, let me know, because it is something that I know how beneficial it is, because I can tell you the contrast between the first, 35, 30, how old am I now? Yeah, actually more like 30, the maths is too hard for this time of the day. Let's say 30, Well, I said 38 years before. It's probably a little bit less than that. Just no plan, no, just drifting. And I'm sure you've already experienced days when you've just drifted, maybe weeks, maybe months. But for me, it was years, it was decades. And yeah, just having that in place. I can't remember how I started that sentence now. I got myself so far off track. Yeah, but if you're interested in attending that session, let me know. If I can get enough interest, I might do a couple of them. I'm sure it's actually a process I've already started with my one-on-one clients. We've been doing that at the end of last year, and we'll do some longer sessions together to map out their years as well. But doing something like not just only when I show you a structure, but actually we do the work, because it's all well and good to come to a training, find out how to do things, and then it gets parked there in your email or somewhere else and you don't take action on it. But actually having a session where you can actually do the work and get your plan in place, so important. Because often, and sometimes you might do plans and you might have goals and you might have ideas, but sometimes we can go way too big. And so one of the things I like to do is actually break it down into smaller chunks. I've read some of the most, for other people, probably boring books, but around how you actually structure these things best. And for the overthinkers like me, and I'm sure for the people listening to this, they're probably guilty of that as well, is that sometimes we can plan too much. We can overestimate what we think we can get done in certain periods of time. But sometimes we can also underestimate how much we can get done in a year. So the best thing is to actually get some really key top, say, three targets for the year, and then break those down into smaller chunks. So we'll do that. We'll get some structure to that. And there's also some other key things that I've learned along the way that help you to not just stay on track with your goals, but to feel inspired to continually working on them. Because that's also a key part. It's all well and good to have them written down, but unless you've got something that's driving you forward to actually take action on them, accountability, well, then they just tend to be more things that you wish you'd done. But there is a certain magic in getting it down on paper, writing it down. So as a starting point, if you're not quite ready to jump in on a session with a few different people, maybe you would rather do something one-on-one, you can also reach out to me. But just for those who are just listening and will actually take action on this, just start with looking at what are your three most important targets for the end of the year. What are your intentions? So what is it you want to get done? And again, there's a certain element of thinking, well, I'm going to be realistic about this. But there's also an element of not pushing yourself too hard to the point where it's just going to become overwhelming. But what are the three most important things that if you get to the end of the year, you'll look back and go, man, I've just wasted another year? Get those three things down, because you'll be blown away by just how much work there is to do when you start breaking it down into smaller chunks. When you look at those three things just on their own, they might have become overwhelming. But once you can actually break it down, what needs to be done, who needs to be involved, what you might need to change about yourself to make those things happen, what resources do you need, what weeds do you need to pull from your life, metaphorically, of course, what are the obstructions, what's getting in your way, and moving those out of the way as well. And once you get them in writing, and you start looking at the top level stuff every day, and then you start having your monthly and weekly plans, your quarterly targets, well, then suddenly you start to get momentum. I did this with a client 2 years ago now. We did a full big session where he set some pretty aggressive goals. And I remember him getting halfway through the year and going, man, I'm so far from getting this stuff done. I said, mate, but you're ticking off a lot of those little tasks that you needed to make happen. And sometimes you've got to be kind to yourself. Life throws all sorts of things at you. And then the back end of the year, well, he didn't get all three of those big ticket items done. He'd made so much progress that he was actually just blown away by how much he'd got done. And he felt, of course, really good, because there's something about ticking things off and getting things done, that achievement energy you get. And by the 18-month mark, all of those big ticket items had been done. Now, sometimes it takes a little bit longer. Sometimes there are things that are out of our control that happen that influence. But other times they can happen much quicker. So when I say 18 months, the last one was ticked off by 18 months. But some of those other things he'd finished well within the 12 months. the power of getting them written down. And again, if he looked, he looked back and he was just amazed at how much he got done. So start by writing them down. Look at all those details that I mentioned before and make sure that in 12 months from now, you're not looking back thinking about the time you've wasted, what you could have done, the shouldas, the shouldas, the wouldas, the couldas, but actually have made progress. And again, if it's something you want some help with, then let me know and I'll get you invited to that session and we'll actually take some action in that time, probably 45 minutes to an hour, so you've got everything written down and ready to go and ready to charge in to 2026 and to make it the best year you've had.
You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.